Grants, Growth and Grit, define Longboat Key's FY26 mid-year comeback. For the town of Longboat Key, the fiscal year 2026 mid-year update, presented at the May 18, 2026, Town Commission regular workshop, is far more than a routine recital of revenues and expenditures. It is a living, breathing blueprint of survival, a testament to a community that took the heavy blows of Hurricanes Helene and Milton and emerged not just standing but moving fiercely forward. Town Manager Howard Tipton and the Finance Director laid out a financial narrative that proves municipal accounting doesn't have to be boring. It can be the ultimate story of resilience. The brutal toll and the brilliant rebound. Let's not sugarcoat the reality. Fiscal year 2025 was a financial trial by fire. Battered by the ferocious impacts of Hurricanes Helene and Milton, Longboat Key saw its unassigned fund balance plummet, dropping from a comfortable $15.3 million down to $9.4 million. In the municipal world, a nearly $6 million hemorrhage is the kind of event that triggers panic, but panic is not in the town's playbook. While the financial impact was undeniably severe, the outcome could have been catastrophically worse. Through a combination of aggressive insurance recoveries, razor-sharp bidding for contracts, and town departments that exercised relentless fiscal discipline to operate under budget, the town clawed back approximately $2.3 million in savings. Today, halfway through FY26, the ship has steadied. The town's operating revenues and expenditures are humming along perfectly in line with the budget. Even after the devastating hurricane drawdowns, the fund balance remains at a healthy 156 days of operating expenses, firmly within the town's strict policy target range of 120 to 180 days. Longboat Key took Mother Nature's best shot and didn't even flinch past its safety margins. Securing the lifelines, a grant-funding masterstroke IF defense kept the town alive. A fence is how they are securing the future. The mid-year update revealed a breathtaking victory in infrastructure financing. The town successfully secured a staggering $23.66 million in funding for the subaqueous force main replacement. This isn't just pipe maintenance, it is the critical circulatory system of the island. By relentlessly pursuing outside money, the town landed a $9.58 million low-interest loan at a miraculous 0% interest rate, a matching $9.58 million principal forgiveness grant from the State Revolving Fund, and a $3 million federal EPA grant. The heavy lifting done by the town's grants coordinator and staff means the residents of Longboat Key will see their vital infrastructure fortified without bearing the crushing weight of the entire bill. This aggressive pursuit of grants didn't stop at the water's edge. The town also successfully reeled in $1.2 million from the State Beach Management Program, $924,897 for center turn lanes, and multiple grants for police body-worn cameras and pedestrian safety, boots on the sand and boats in the water. A community is only as strong as its safety forces, and the Longboat Key Police Department has used the first 6 months of FY26 to get closer to the community than ever. When the deputy chief retired, the department didn't just absorb the salary savings. They strategically reallocated the funds to hire two additional patrol officers without increasing the budget by a single cent. This brilliant maneuver means more boots on the beach, more proactive marine patrols, and heightened security where the island needs it most. Furthermore, the police department has taken to the water with newly acquired shallow water Sea-Doos funded by WCIND grants, allowing officers to navigate congested vessel areas and enforce marine safety with unprecedented agility. Back on land, they launched the community-building Cops, Cars, and Coffee event at Whitney Beach Plaza, bridging the gap between residents, business owners, and the badge. Building back smarter, not just stronger. The planning, zoning, and building department hasn't just been stamping permits. They have been guarding the structural integrity of the island. In the wake of state legislative changes, following the tragic collapses elsewhere in Florida, Longboat Key achieved a massive milestone, 198 out of 198 mandated milestone reports for condominiums older than 30 years, and over three stories were successfully submitted to the state, with zero major structural issues identified. Meanwhile, FEMA audited the town's permit processes and walked away highly impressed, awarding high marks for the town's post-hurricane community rating system follow-ups. The department even embraced the future by pilot testing a 24/7 artificial intelligence phone answering system to ensure residents get support at any hour of the day or night. The horizon beckons, as Mayor Deborah Williams, Vice Mayor Penny Gold, and the rest of the unopposed Unified Commission look toward the second half of fiscal year 2026, the mission is clear. The town will wait for FEMA to obligate funds for prior debris removal, carefully monitor the economic landscape, and begin drafting the FY27 budget. The mid-year update is not merely an accounting of dollars spent and saved. It is the heartbeat of Longboat Key. It is the story of a town that refuses to be defined by the disasters that strike it, choosing instead to be defined by the fierce, strategic, and unified way it bounces back. For FY26, the town is hoping for a quiet hurricane season, but if the first 6 months are any indication, Longboat Key is ready for absolutely anything.